Let's go next to the Balkans, where there's growing concern over the influence of radical Islam. From Bosnia to Kosovo, large amounts of money have poured in from Saudi Arabia and the Persian Gulf states. Conservative Islamic missionaries are targeting young people who are struggling with unemployment and poverty. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
Sarajevo's huge King Fahd Mosque soars over a working-class district. It was built after the Bosnian War with Saudi funds to the tune of $30 million. It is 88,000 square feet of shiny white marble, a Middle Eastern style that clashes with the more modest stone structures left by Ottoman architects. Numerous Saudi-inspired charities settled in Bosnia and helped build 150 mosques for an ultra-conservative strain of Islam. But after 9/11, Sarajevo authorities cracked down and 14 charities were shut down. Western intelligence sources say, step by step, the Bosnian Islamic community, which has always practiced a more moderate form of religion, retook control of the mosques. Ahmed Alibasic, professor at Sarajevo's Faculty of Islamic Studies, says in Bosnia the influence of politicized foreign Islam is waning.
People are going back and saying, okay, probably we need to go back and check on our mystical tradition. That's the personal piety and so on.
Today in Sarajevo's old Bashkarsha quarter, the prayer call echoes over cafes and restaurants where beer and wine flow freely and where only a few women are veiled. But Western intelligence sources warn that continuing economic and social instability could lead to increasing extremism. This fear runs throughout the Balkans, a region reeling from the pains of post-communist transition and the global economic crisis. One of the countries most at risk is Kosovo, where unemployment is running at 45%.
What I saw during the past 10 years was a strong infiltration of Saudi money.
Flaka Suroy is owner of the independent Koha media company.
They brought in the mosques. They brought in their its dogma and ideology at the same time. They identified the poorest people in the communities. They offered them a steady salary every month, just so that they take over the ideology and start wearing the veil.
The Hasan Beg Mosque in Kosovo's capital, Pristina, is brand new and Saudi-financed. At midday Friday prayers, there's an overflow crowd of mainly young people, both bearded men and veiled women. But they're reluctant to talk to foreign reporters. Traditionally in Kosovo, religion was not very important, but the dire state of the economy, growing poverty and corruption is inspiring many people to turn to religion. Kosovo authorities were caught by surprise by a recent demonstration in which thousands of people protested against the education ministry's ban on headscarves in public schools. Ilir Deda is one of the co-founders of a new reformist political party that aims to fight corruption and impose rule of law.
The institutions have not dealt with this issue. Radical Islam is mid to long term one of the biggest dangers for Kosovo because they are aiming to change our social fabric.
Deda says that in the last decade, Middle Eastern charities have invested some $800 million in Kosovo. For his country to go forward, he adds, these links must be broken. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.